This is a Yenkasa Africa production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming in collaboration with AMAC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.
Thank you.
This is RFM Radio. We broadcast from Limuru, and we are happy to have you.
Thank you very much. I'm also glad to join you this morning.
Yes, so I would welcome you to say hi to our listeners.
Yeah, hi everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm Paul Basin.
Okay.
Yes, I work with the Farm Forestry Smallholder Producers Association of Kenya.
Yes.
As a program.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and today I'm glad to join you to discuss issues about farm forestry.
Okay. Maybe you can try, say, Moriega Adhikiriria.
Moriega
Adhikiriria.
That is good.
Yes, so maybe because you've had this before, we have had this discussion before, I'll give you maybe 15 seconds to tell us what is FFSPAC and what is your core mandate.
Thank you very much. I hope I'm speaking with Mr. Njenga.
Yes, this is Maina Njenga.
Maina Njenga.
Yes.
Thank you. So, FFSPAC means it's just an abbreviation that means Farm Smallholder Producers Association of Kenya.
Okay.
FFSPAC is just an umbrella organization, national umbrella organization,
uh-huh.
Working with smallholder farmers.
Yes.
Who are growing trees. Who are growing trees on their farms.
Yeah.
So our key mandate as FFSPAC is advocacy.
Yes.
We bring together,
mm-hmm.
and lobby on their behalf. We speak on issues that affect farm forestry.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
So FFSPAC...
Okay, so I want us to get to the topic of today's topic, and before then, allow me please do this.
Uyu ni umemerekia murihire ni Yenkasa Africa Production ni udu wa ruhongerwa United Nations Decade of Family Farming na unyi temeri meruhongerwa AMAC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters na ruhongerwa Food and Agriculture Organization ruwa urumwe wa mafururi.
Thank you very much. So, Mr. Masin, the topic for, today's topic is on financial inclusion. And I want us to talk to our listeners and to the farmers more about financial inclusion. According to you, what is financial inclusion?
So, financial inclusion in a nutshell,
yeah,
is just when every farmer,
mm-hmm.
can access financial services,
yeah.
that can help them to build,
uh-huh.
or create wealth.
Yes.
That includes issues to do with savings,
mm-hmm.
credit, loans, equity, and insurance.
Mm.
Yeah, that is just to say that individual or businesses,
yes.
smallholder businesses,
yeah.
Are able to access affordable,
yeah.
financial product.
Okay.
Yeah, in brief, that is what is called financial inclusion.
Financial inclusion. And now this time, because you're talking about farmers, you are talking about farmers being able to access this financial freedom.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And from where you sit and the organization FFSPAC, how do you ensure financial inclusion to your members?
Yeah, so as FFSPAC,
you can hear us?
Thank you very much, Mr. Maina.
Mm.
Just as a finance, FFSPAC, we work with smallholder farmers. Smallholder farmers are farmers who own small pieces of land.
Mm-hmm.
So that means these people are resource poor. They have small income.
Mm-hmm.
They are not able to cope up with the large financial incomes.
Okay.
So, as FS Park, we promote, we ensure that the farmers are able to access financial inclusion in three different ways.
Yes.
The first way, promote what is called Village Savings and Loans Association.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if I can talk about small VSLAs,
mm-hmm.
Village Savings and Loans Association.
Mm.
In as you are aware,
yes,
in the market, mm-hmm. have formal financial services.
Mm-hmm.
So formal financial services, services that are used by the government.
Yeah.
They include banks and the SACOs,
mm-hmm.
but also with formal financial services,
yeah.
which include, these ones are not regulated, but they have relatively well-defined organizational structures like mm-hmm. the ASCAS, the ROS, but they are informal. They are not regulated by the law.
Okay.
So VSLAs are part of the informal financial services.
Okay. And thank you very much for also letting us know about the VSLA. As you just said, they are Village Savings and Loan Associations. Okay. Why would you encourage people to be part of VSLA? What is so important about VSLA compared to other financial institutions?
So, we promote VSLAs because they create financial services to our communities.
Mm.
Smallholder farmers are our communities.
Yes.
So, because these smallholder farmers are not able to access the formal financial system,
mm.
VSLAs are able to enable them access financial services at the community level.
Yeah.
Secondly, the VSLAs complements the formal financial institutions like the banks,
mm-hmm.
and they are able to, the community level, VSLA enable the farmers to pool resources together
mm.
and enable them to borrow and buy agricultural inputs like the fertilizers, the manure, the chemicals that they can use to treat their animals and to work on their farms,
yes,
and even also to start small businesses.
Okay.
So that is why we promote VSLA.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And would you let us know what are the characteristics of a VSLA?
Thank you very much. The key characteristic of a VSLA, remember VSLAs are small. They're just like table banking formed in a village or
okay.
in a place where most of the members know each other.
Mm.
So the first characteristic of VSLA is that it has to be within this manageable size, that is between 10 to 25 members.
Okay.
So okay. that these members are able to manage the VSLA very well.
Yeah.
The second one is it is open to both men and women.
Okay.
Men, both genders can join a VSLA.
Mm.
The other one, a VSLA, because it is structured, there's something called an individual passbook. Each member is given a passbook where he or she records the shares,
okay.
the loans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The other one is that it has what is called a cash box. Cash box. They yeah. have money safely. And you also have the meeting frequency.
Yes.
Meeting frequency. How often do members meet
mm.
in the VSA?
Mm.
So The group can decide on the frequency of their meetings, be it weekly, how many times a week, how many times a month. And it also has a leadership structure,
okay,
elected by annually.
Yes.
And VSLAs have a clear way of keeping their record based on and cash balances recorded. Yes. And finally,
yes,
VSLAs also have what is called time to full self-management. That is, the whole cycle of the VSLA should be between 9 to 12 months. That means
amazing.
After 9, it is they share out and they start afresh.
Okay.
So those characteristics of the VSLA.
Thank you very, 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 very much, sir. Maybe someone might be asking, how do VSLA work? How do they work? Maybe you can elaborate briefly, how do they work?
Yeah, so like I've said, VSLA are members come together to contribute, pull their resources together and loan themselves.
Okay.
So they provide financial services to their members. So they work with the savings, just like TEP.
Okay.
They have regular savings where, because members of the VSLA are not equal. They are not equal. They will save in varying variety.
Yeah.
Say some can save 200 shillings, someone can, the other person can save 100 shillings. So they save in varying voluntary savings or all of the share purchase.
Okay.
Yeah, they also may allow individual withdrawal on demand. So the VSL have savings, they have loans, and what is called social fund.
Okay.
Yeah, so the social fund is where when a member has a problem, the social fund goes to support such kind of a member.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why does FFS Park then promote VSLA? Why would FFS Park promote it?
Yeah, just like I've said, it FS Park promotes VSLA for a number of reasons. First, they act as a social fund for the members. Remember, the members who are low in terms of income, so when they come together, they pull resources.
Yeah.
So social helps assist members in terms during difficult situations, like, for example, when death occurs, when there is some sort of sickness or loss of property for any member.
Okay.
So to avoid eating into businesses of these members, they can use the social to assist in such situations. The secondly is that they help members to fund to borrow at they can borrow funds from within, not necessarily going to the bank.
Okay.
So the funds borrow, they can use it to start a business, to repair or pay school fees, build a house. So those funds are very, very important, very, very crucial for this member. The other one is that these communities are able to access funds at the community.
Yes.
Yeah, so within themselves, they can mobilize and create, borrow these funds, access funds, and start their own business the way they want it. So, unlike when you go to formal financial institutions like the banks, they will require collateral, which some of these might not be able to produce.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Masin, and I will come back to you with the second component of this interview. Please allow us to have a brief commercial break, then we'll be able to come back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Masin.
Thank you.
Glad that you're still waiting for us, and thank you very much for finding time for this discussion with you. Now we have had a conversation about financial inclusion, and now would want to jump to the other component of this discussion, and I would want to ask you about micro insurance for small scale farmers. Maybe you can start by telling us what is micro insurance.
Yeah, thank you very much. So micro insurance is a way where farmers can be cushioned against their loss. Mm-hmm. So specifically, micro insurance is intended for the protection of low-income farmers with affordable insurance products, which can help them cope with and recover from financial losses.
Uh-huh.
So basically, here we are dealing with smallholders. And smallholder farmers are very vulnerable farmers. Like that when they are faced with the losses, in terms of losses, for example, like now there is a lot of floods.
Yes.
Floods can sweep away and cause total losses to the farmers.
Okay.
For example, tree nurseries, animals, and they can fall sick. So to cushion farmers against these losses, FSPAC has partnered with our other partners like WeEffect and Corporate Bank to provide products, specific products which are able to cushion farmers against uncertainties and risks which farmers face in their day-to-day farm forestry businesses.
Okay, thank you very
so,
much.
So, those are what is called micro insurance.
Asante sana. And maybe you can tell us briefly, what are the insurance products promoted by FFSPAC? What are these products that are promoted by your organization?
Yeah, basically we promote four types of micro insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
So under agriculture, we have crop insurance.
Yes.
And under crop insurance,
mm-hmm.
we cover crops like cereal crops,
mm-hmm.
horticulture,
mm-hmm.
forestry,
yes,
greenhouses, pulp. Mm-hmm. Cash plantations.
Okay.
Specifically, mm-hmm. specifically, the crops that are covered under crop insurance are wheat,
yes.
barley, sorghum, maize, tea and coffee, vegetables, greenhouse, sugarcane. So those are basically the crops which are covered under crop insurance.
Okay. Do you have any other category under crop insurance? I mean,
basically, those are the categories
of
crop insurance.
Okay.
But now, what we usually cover is what is covered is the when a farmer has a yield shortfall due to drought and other rainfall.
Yes.
Like now we are experiencing a lot of rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
When the rain comes and destroys crops, the farmer can be paid.
Okay.
Yes. This covers also hails, frost,
yes,
storm, fire and uncontrollable pests and diseases on the crop while the crop on the field.
Okay. What are the what are the requirements so that I can be covered by that crop insurance? What are these requirements that I need to have?
So, because we realize the capacity of our farmers, so we try to make this insurance product as simple as possible for our farmers. So, what the farmer really need to do is to fill a proposal form. The proposal form will indicate the location of the farm, the type the farmer has, the value of the say of the crop, whether the crop the farmer has the size of the crop, the size of the farm, whether it's 1 acre, 2 acres, and the crops, and the cost of production.
Okay,
so that. Very simple things that are in that form that the farmer can fill. So that, yes.
And I believe where there's crop, you find that probably a farmer is doing crop farming and both crop farming and livestock farming. Do you have insurance that caters for livestock?
Yes. There's also livestock insurance. So remember, under agriculture insurance, crop and livestock insurance.
Okay.
Under livestock insurance, livestock insurance will cover all animals that are reared on the farm. Some of these livestock include dairy breeds, zile ngombe za maziwa.
Yes.
Beef breeds.
Yes.
Breeding poultry, pigs, sheep and goats.
Okay.
So are the livestock which are covered under this insurance cover.
And what is specifically covered? What is specifically covered?
Yeah, so what is covered under livestock insurance are losses related to calving down complications. That is, for example, a cow is giving birth and accidentally we lost the cow, that is, the farmer will be. The other one is theft in paddock.
Okay.
Remember, we have said in paddock because we don't, we encourage our farmers to prioritize safety of their animals. So a farmer loses the animal while in the paddock, while in the custody of the home.
Yes.
Which is, that farmer will be paid.
Okay.
The other one is death and all losses related to fire, smoke, lightning, snake bites. When the livestock experiences such kind of losses through fire, smoke, lightning, that farmer will be paid under livestock insurance.
Okay.
Then there's the other one is death as a result of uncontrollable diseases. Remember, diseases which can be controlled through vaccine,
yes,
they are not covered under livestock insurance,
okay.
But are covered.
Okay.
The other one is emergency slaughter following a vet doctor's advice.
Amazing.
A veterinary officer can come and farmer to slaughter a cow, maybe because of injuries. So under that circumstance, the farmer will be paid. So those are what is covered under insurance.
What are the main features of this insurance cover, especially for the livestock insurance cover? What are these main features?
Thank you very much. So the main features of a livestock insurance are, one, it is the policy, all this, the policy is issued annually. That is, once you buy a policy for your livestock, you can only renew it after a year elapses. Yeah. The other feature is that the insured value is as per veterinary certificate. That is, the livestock which is insured has to be examined by a qualified veterinary officer.
Okay.
So, and the veterinary officer will have to give an advice on whether the cow or livestock can be insured or not.
Okay.
The other feature is that this cover is affordable and convenient.
Mm-hmm.
It is affordable
and convenient.
You can get it anywhere at any time. The other feature is that it is accessible. Remember, we are working with Cooperative Bank to provide farmers with this kind of product. So any Cooperative Bank branch a farmer goes to, the farmer can acquire this insurance cover for the livestock.
Mm.
The other one that premium is payable upfront. Remember, for you to get a cover for your livestock, you have to pay a premium, which is some percentage of the value of the livestock. So premium must be paid, and then the minimum simple application process. Very simple, you just have to fill a form and then you get your cover.
Mm.
Rely even the claims. Once you lose your livestock, the claim process is also very simple and can be done via the form.
Oh, nice, nice.
You get your claim process. And the lastly is that claim settle at insured value less than the salvage value. That simply means the exact value of your claim or the exact value that you claim, there is some less excess. Where the company, that value is less by some percentage. And this one we can discuss more. With the farmer, with the individual farmer.
Okay.
So those are about the life insurance.
Asante sana. Because of time now, let's go quickly to the guidelines to livestock insurance. What guidelines do we need to know quickly so that we can be able to save on time?
Sorry?
So I'm asking which guidelines or what are these guidelines that we need to consider when it comes to livestock insurance?
So when you want to insure your livestock very fast,
yes.
Thing is, you have to, we do what is called animal identification. Mm-hmm. Animal identification is where an animal which is insured will be identified through giving them some tags like the ear tags or bolas. Mm. The other thing that a farmer needs to know is that when you want to insure your animal, for example, you have 10 cows, you cannot insure two of them and leave
the eight. Okay.
Yeah, you have to insure all of them because of
Yes.
And then a waiting period. When you insure, there is a waiting period of 30 days before the insurance takes effect.
Okay.
There's that waiting period.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the age. 3 months up to 8 months for dairy and bulls. That is, you can only insure a cow which is 3 months
to 8 years
and above, yeah. Up to
8 years.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Then, very fast. Yes.
And so how...
Very fast.
Go ahead.
I was just about to say how to determine the price or the premium.
Yes.
Yes, for cows, you will get the value from the veterinary officer, the value of the cow. For you to get the premium of the cow, you will have to calculate 3.5% of the VAT value.
Mm-hmm.
That is cow is dead and you want to claim, for example, your cow, the value of the cow is 10,000 shillings.
Yes.
3.5% of that cow, of 10,000, is what is you pay as a premium.
Okay.
So, yeah, same for the sheep. The sheep and goats. 4% of the value. 5% is for poultry. And poultry, there is a minimum number insured.
Okay.
5% is for the yes. So that is how we.
Okay, you do the premium.
But okay. Once the farmer is ready, we can have a sit down and explain in details of how we arrive at these premiums.
Okay, so what are these requirements?
The same as the requirements for a livestock, for you to get a livestock cover is. More or less the same as the requirements for crop insurance, where you will have to complete or fill an application form. You will be required to pay premium. Here, for the livestock, you will also require the veterinary evaluation report from the veterinary officer. The tags, application tags for the livestock must be there. And for the cattle, sheep, and goats below 10 years, they have to be below 10 years.
Yes.
Because above 10 years, now the livestock are prone to so many diseases that the insurance companies to be able to cover.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are some of the requirements.
Yes.
But notable to exclude. You remember, not everything the insurance the farmer can get, not everything can be insured. So some of the notable exclusions are things that the insurance company will decline. For example, the pre-existing condition when you want to insure a cow or a livestock,
yes,
because it is sick.
Yeah,
the insurance company will decline that. So that's a pre-existing condition.
Okay.
The other one is mistreatment of animals. Some farmers mistreat animals so badly that they can get injuries. So injuries result from mistreatment of animals. Those ones will be declined.
Okay.
Mysterious disappearances or escape. Importance of sterility, that is when the cow is unable to
give birth yeah.
or to conceive. Issues to do with inadequate milk production, those ones are not insured. Diseases which can be controlled, like the mastitis, tick-borne diseases, including East Coast fever, these ones can be controlled.
Okay.
And therefore they are not in the insurance.
Okay.
So, some of the notable
exclusion. Yes. I want to give you 1 minute and I want us to divide this minute into two. One, you tell us what are the claims procedure, and also within that 1 minute or two, you also say your final remarks as we bid goodbye to our listener.
Yeah, the claims procedure process is very simple. All the farmer needs is to inform cooperative bank office or cooperative bank within 24 hours of loss of any livestock, so that the claim process can start immediately.
Okay.
What I want to say is that farmers are encouraged to acquire insurance products, and apart. These other insurance, the crop insurance and the livestock insurance that we are promoting.
Yes.
We are also promoting other insurance products like personal accident cover, group cover.
Yes.
Last expense when funeral and the last expense will help a farmer to to fund the funeral expenses,
yes,
and the medical cover. So all the farmer needs is we can, you can link up with FS Pack.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I will give my number at the end of the show, so that anybody who is interested in the insurance services or any other services provided by FS Pack, we can link up and direct you or give you the right direction to so that you can get some of this insurance product,
okay,
which are very crucial for farmers.
Thank you.
In this time, so that, yeah.
Asante sana,
so
Mr.
that it can cushion them. Thank you very much, Mr. Maina.
Yes.
And thank you for this opportunity.
Maybe quickly you can give out your number. Maybe someone would want to follow up on this conversation.
Yes. So you can reach me on my number.
Yes.
0720.
Mm-hmm.
Zero, I'm saying 0720.
Yeah.
94.
Mm-hmm.
5120.
0720.
Call me or I say.
Okay.
0720.
Yes.
94.
Uh huh.
51.
Uh huh.
20.
So thank you very much, Mr. Paul. And now I give you 10 seconds. Say goodbye to our listeners.
Thank you very much, Mr. Maina. So first of all, I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm very glad and I appreciate you for enabling us to interact with our farmers. Our farmers, we thank you. And please let us continue interacting and acquire some of these services so that you can uplift the standard of your living. You can move from one level to the next level. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Maybe you can try, say, Tidia Idayo.
Come again?
You try and say, Tidia Idayo.
Tidia Idayo.
Yeah. Yes, that's may you have a beautiful day.
This is a Yenkasa Africa production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming in collaboration with AMAC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.